Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This is from Steve. The subject is LSAC offers refunds for October registrants. Okay. This is what you were just talking about.
Oh, well, on our other show, which we recorded before this. Yeah. But this, I'm excited about this. This is like the whole reason for, or not the whole reason, but this is one of the reasons why we have the daily, is so that we can get news items like this out on a little bit more timely basis than aren't just waiting for the weekly show. But yeah, this, my class told me about this the other night, which is, there's a whole Reddit thread about it. We can link to that in the show notes, but, the Reddit thread says, I'll just go ahead and read it. It says, sure. Hey all, I just received a voicemail from LSAC regarding my October LSAT registration. To paraphrase, it stated that I will have 48 hours after receiving my August LSAT score during which I can cancel my October LSAT and still receive a full refund. I guess something got through to the LSAC because apparently a bunch of Redditors were harassing LSAC about, hey, this is not really cool that we had to register for the October test before our August scores are released. What's up? Like, why do we have to pay you $200 before we even get our score from the previous test? That's not fair. Well, actually, LSAC did something about it. Oh, by the way, this guy continues. He gives a little bit of the backstory. I was one of the people who sent an email to LSAC about a week ago complaining about the unfairness of the October registration deadline. And so anyways, they called this guy back. Lots of other Redditors have chimed in. You can obviously read the whole story. What I'm understanding is that you do need to register your complaint with LSAC in advance. I don't think that they're just blanket offering this to everybody. Maybe they are. But if you're, so now again, this only applies to people who did take the August test and are already registered for the October test. But if that's you, and if your score comes out and you like your score, LSAC apparently is willing to refund that $200.
Yeah.
But I think that you, what my class led me to believe is that you have to actually call LSAC so that they can make a note on your record. Because I think they did this for a bunch of people who specifically complained. And then I think that they're willing to do it for anybody else who also complains. But I don't think that they're calling every single person who is registered for both tests and saying like, hey, by the way, we've decided
how would
to
they
give
have
you
any idea?
If you want.
Yeah, how would they have any idea that you don't want to take October now? You have to put in that complaint.
I think you need to put it in before your score comes out.
Yeah.
And then if the score comes out and you like your score and you really do decide, I'd rather have that $200 back, apparently they're willing to give it to you. But they've caused themselves, I think, a customer service nightmare because now everybody is going to call Law School Admission Council and tell them, hey, I want this deal.
By the way, don't let the $200, don't let the refund wag the LSAT score dog.
Don't let the tail wag the dog. Yeah, that refund, it shouldn't be. I mean, I respect that $200 is a lot of money, maybe, but if there's a chance that you're going to get even one more LSAT point, one more LSAT point is probably worth 10 grand in scholarships. So I would only take advantage of this if I had my very best score.
Yeah.
If you just can't imagine scoring higher in October, okay, well, then it might be worth it.
Even then, too many people underestimate their abilities too.
That's true. Yeah, you already paid the $200. Might be worth it to just go take the test.
Yep. Cool. Thank you, Steve, for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT news like this. Thanks for listening. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.